Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we are coming to you from beautiful Bangkok, Thailand. We just wrapped up our 10 days in Thailand rapid results retreat this year. That was amazing. From elephant riding to bamboo rafting down rapids. They were real rapids. We didn't think they were going to be. 3 days trekking through the jungles of Chiang Mai, hanging out on the beaches, visiting, you know, these beautiful islands down in Krabi. It was incredible. Hopefully see you next year. We haven't decided where we're going to go yet, but pay attention to rapidresultsretreat.com and you'll see all the updates there. Anyways, this week's episode of JRC TV is with a very good friend of ours. He's actually our very first interview guest we've ever done on YouTube, and he's back to share some more really, really, really valuable insights. It's a quick question and answer session. It's 15 minutes long. It's me and Mr. Gary Vaynerchuk going back and forth really quickly through a bunch of really important and useful questions for you to hopefully help you get an understanding of, you know, how to really succeed, how to grow your business, how to expand your reach, how to understand what makes you an expert and what doesn't in the current economy. Also giving some insight from three of his, you know, books he's done over the last few years on how to apply everything he talks about. Anyways, just so you know, he's very credible. He's on his second $50 million valued business. He grew it from just a few employees to over 400 employees now in New York City, his second business he's on. I highly recommend you check this out. Have fun with it and enjoy.
Jumping in, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being here. I'm a huge fan. I don't know if you know it. You're my very first YouTube video that ever went up online.
Outside of San Diego Hotel, the W, right?
Yes. I was learning how to do video at that time, so I apologize to everyone who watched because I had no clue what to do with it except for, hey, this is my friend Gary. Check him out.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, Jared. Thanks for having me. Hey, everybody.
Of course. Thank you so much for being back. I have a lot of questions for you, and I'm just going to jam through these, and I'd love to hear your dead honest, straight opinion. To start off strong, we have a lot of people who are coaches, entrepreneurs, people who are blogging their faces off, who are really learning how to do online marketing, and I want to talk a bit about Jab, 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 Right Hook, that thought process. But to start with, here's a few things that have come from them specifically. One person asked, is there really such thing as new content? You know, isn't it all just kind of regurgitated thoughts that you've learned from somewhere else and phrased in your own way? And I'd love your personal opinion on that, being someone who creates so much.
You know what's so funny, Jared? Wow, this question makes me so happy. It's a great way to start. I actually think the biggest reason that I've broke out a little bit is because I've read two business books in my life on vacation. I've not consumed content. And so I think I'm saying things in a different way. I don't think I've invented anything either. I think life is pretty basic. You know, play the long game, provide value to the other person, put out quality. You know, things are tactics. The platforms change. Maybe it's not on TV or a stage or radio. Maybe it's on Instagram and Snapchat and Vine. But I actually think the more people consume content, and this is counteracting to what you and I do by putting out content, I think there's some advantage points there. Because I'm not a consumer of content, literally, guys, and I'm not bullshitting, I have not read 10 books in my life. I watch very little TV. I don't read anybody's articles. I don't watch anybody's shows. I have never listened to anybody's podcasts. And I don't even watch my own stuff after it's been put up. And I think there's a big advantage of that. And so I think the answer is probably. And I think that what's more important than regurgitating things is who does it come from? Jarek, I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is I'm now actively on my second $50 million business plus that I built within 3 years. That means I know how to scale businesses. VaynerMedia has gone from 30 to 400 people in 3 years on all cash flow, not on investment. So clearly I know what I'm doing. So I become worth listening to. So I don't think it's about regurgitating. It's who's worth listening to versus not.
Awesome. And question around that thought of how do you make yourself worth listening to? There's younger people watching this. We're starting to pick up a lot of crowd who watch me in coaching, see what my dad's done, and they come after me saying, hey, I want to do what you do. I want to be a life coach. I want to instantly stand up and tell everyone my opinion on life and tell them what to do. And I know you answered this in an Ask Gary Vee show, so we'll probably link that up for you. I'll give them a direct link for it. At the same time, I'd love just your direct opinion on that. Someone who's trying to jump in, who has a huge heart, wants to help people, hasn't lived what they're talking about and trying to just step up and tell the world what to do.
I can tell by the way you're asking the question and you and I have a lot of belief that's sort of similar in this. It's just hard. I mean, guys, let me say this from the bottom of my heart. It's hard for somebody. Look, I look at every person that writes a business book who's never built a business, who's a journalist or a thought leader or a guru, and I take it with a major grain of salt because they didn't live it. It's very hard to be a life coach at 22. There's a difference between being a life coach that's giving good advice and somebody who is a hype artist and getting people motivated. I think using the term life coach is very dangerous because you haven't lived a lot of life yet. Look, I thought it was the biggest whiz kid, the greatest thing that anybody's ever saw when I was 22. Now, I went out and did it and built one of the first e-commerce businesses and all that, and then that gave me credit. But I didn't come out, Jared, and you know this, I didn't come out onto the scene until I was 30, I started Wine Lobby TV. Until I was 33, 34 years old did I ever make a video that talked about business or the way the game is played. And that's still young, but it gives me a hell of a lot more credibility than a 22-year-old. Now, if you want to be a motivation artist or a hype man or a positive reinforcer, that might be a better brand position because that comes natural. I've always had that. I had that at 11. Grown-ups wanted to hang out with me because I was putting positive vibes. So that is what I would say, Jarek, is like, you know, make sure you're positioning yourself properly. Make sure that it's something that you'd be buying. Fake it until you make it has some credibility, but a lot less than I think people realize.
Absolutely, and I agree tenfold. I was talking to Brian Tracy yesterday, and we were doing an interview with him, and he said something kind of old school, and I love your take on it being kind of a new school mentality. He said, you know, he was talking to me personally. He said, you tell people to live with passion, be excited about what they do. And he said, son, I hate to break it to you. Unless you put at least 5 to 7 years into what you're doing and actually gotten good at something, how in the world are you supposed to be passionate at something you're not good at? And it was really interesting because he was hitting on the people who believe in something, want something, but they're not good at it, so they fall out quickly. But I'd love your take on it because I think you might have a different spin than he did, which is you have to spend 5 to 7 to 10 years getting good at something before you can ever really be passionate about it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how, I don't know, Brian, I don't know how people define passion, but I'm passionate about, you know, a lot of things that I'm not good at. Now, if he was talking about passion's not enough for you to have a sustainable business, that I can wrap my head around. Like, I'm very passionate about the New York Jets. I desperately want to be the quarterback of the New York Jets. I'm passionate about being the quarterback of the New York Jets, but yeah, I don't think I have it, right? And so I think everybody should jam on their passion. It's a much happier life. I disagree with him of like it takes 7 years to become passionate. As a matter of fact, I think the longer you do something, a lot of times the passion comes away. You know, like, you know, even think about dating dynamics, right? Like there's a passion in the beginning around that attraction, and then you go into love, and it's a little bit different. I look at passion as a pure emotion, as a clean, unfiltered thing. Now, making money around your passion, you know, when I wrote Crush It, that was a big breakthrough for me. And people are like, you know, the subtitle was Cash In On Your Passion. Everybody thought it was a get-rich scheme, but if you read it carefully, I said it's work, it's time, it's years, it's this. But I definitely think it starts with passion, not you get passion later. But I will agree with him that just because you're passionate about something doesn't mean that you can turn it into a business.
Absolutely. Thanks. Next question, just to keep jamming. How often do people put out content? I've obviously seen what you're up to, but the average person who's out there, they're a life coach, they're a personal development coach, they're a small entrepreneur, an optometrist. They're trying to figure out how often do I create content to throw out into the world and what kind of stuff do I create to reach my audience? Now, I realize that's a vague question, but what do you got?
I got a good answer for this. I think you put out as much content as you think is valuable. And if that's once a week or once a year, then that's your thing. And it depends on you defining valuable. The reason I started the Ask Gary Vee show is it gave me a chance to put out content every day because I'm listening and then regurgitating and putting it out there, right? So I think you have to put yourself in a position to create a lot. The reason you do an interview show is you can keep interviewing everybody for content. So I think one of the things that people struggle with is they haven't created the infrastructure to put out content on an everyday basis. For the last several years, I've been busy running this company. I've not been putting out as much content because I didn't put myself in the best position to do that. By starting Ask Gary Vee podcast and show, now I do. You put yourself in a great position by doing this. I would tell the people that are listening, whether it's interviewing people, whether it's answering questions, whether it's a doodle of the day or a thought of the day, you've got to create the infrastructure. My first play at this, Wine Library TV, I was never going to drink enough wine. I was never going to run out of wine. So every day I could sit in front and do wine. And so it's about putting yourself in a position to put out enough content, and that's the key. And is it quality? And is it defined quality by your audience and you? It can't just be your audience. It can't just be you. It's definitely not other people's opinions.
Awesome. Absolutely. Personal questions, just to dive into you to give people a little bit more experience with you. I realize you've got a couple little ones and your beautiful wife. It's actually your anniversary today. Thank you for taking time on this day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The big one. In that, being, I hear the excuse and the thought all the time of how in the world do you find time for this stuff when I have kids and I have a wife and I have a family, and where in the world is that time?
Well, you got an insight to it, Jarek, and everybody who's listening into it. One, I don't spend a lot of time consuming. So if I'm not watching, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I don't play Madden 94. I'm not on the bowling team. I work 17 hours a day, right? Like, when you're doing that, I mean, let's get into it, and let me see if I can put this up here. Like, let's look at next Wednesday. I don't know. Like, here's next Wednesday, right? And I'll see, it looks like I can do it. Like, it's workout early. It's meeting after 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 meeting. And these are 5 and 10 minute, and, like, I don't know where it ends, but, like, at 8:30 p.m., jam session, 3 hours, that's for me to, like, put together with the team a lot of thoughts of where I'm going. So I'm working to 11:30 on the 19th, right? I'm working on the 18th, the 18th, the day before. 9:30 p.m. drinks is, like, right? So, like, the 24th, look at 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 7. I'm working 17 hours a day, and I'm not wasting my time on dumb crap during the day because I want to achieve these things. You will make time if you're hungry. I just think that most people are fake hungry.
I like that. And question. I saw something in Ask Gary Vee the other day. You said you never waste time in meetings. What kind of stuff can people cut out of meetings to instantly speed it up?
I actually think it's not about cutting it out. It's about making them 15 and 20 minute meetings. I don't know if you guys saw that, but like I'm looking at today, 15, this is 15 minutes. Like, it's just restricting it because people will fill the bag that they are given. You give people an hour, they will accomplish what needs to be accomplished within that hour. You give those same people 30 minutes, they'll accomplish it.
I like that. Now, I know you would never do this, but I'm going to. There's 3 amazing books out on the market. If you can give a one-line summary for each book and just let people understand what it's all about. So let's start out, the first book I read that rocked my world that I got to know you with, which was Crush It. What would you say? One line just for people to fully understand it.
Motivation to build a business around your passion practically.
Love it. Thank you, Economy.
The understanding that the reason I'm doing this right now is not how many eyeballs, but I want to pay forward into somebody that I like, and that maybe 13 years from now, something good will happen from it. And it's never giving up about those feelings. You've emailed me several different times. I've been very busy the last 4 months. We run into each other at a charity event where we're both doing good things to the world. We serendipitously run into each other because my friends are sitting at a table close to you. I get to see you. I'm triggered. I know they're coming in. I know I'm hectic. I say to you and I give my word to you in face that I'll do this, and here we are sitting here. And what is the value of that relationship?
I love it. Random quick question in between. What is this worth nowadays? How important is that for young people to pay attention to and get to know what the heck it is?
The biggest thing that young people are struggling with is they don't realize everybody's documenting everything for the rest of time. I literally didn't take a meeting yesterday that could have changed somebody's career because 2 of my friends said, don't meet with that kid. He did wrong by me, and I didn't take it.
Wow.
And so that's happening. That's happening a lot more than people think. And so for me, it's word is bond. If I kept dragging or canceling or rescheduling with you after I shook your hand and said I would do this, right, for another month or, we know each other a little bit, so you would have given me the benefit of the doubt. But there was a finish off point. There would have been a point, December, January, February, somewhere, eventually, Jared, you would have gotten to like, screw Gary, that's not right that he said he would do it and he's not. It would make you think differently of me. And then when you're talking over a cup of coffee with 8 entrepreneurs in 2018 and they bring me up, instead of doing what you're going to do now, which is like, good dude, like, you would have gone the other way. And I think that's worth everything.
Absolutely. I'm the same way. I preach about that all the time to get people into it and stick with it. I know, final question, then we're wrapping up. Jab, 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 right hook.
Jab, 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 right hook is probably a modern day crush it in the fact that it's the black and white textbook tactics of how to put out content on Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Vine, and get people. How do you get more people to watch the show? By using Vine, Instagram, Snapchat, not just Google, not just YouTube. It's the blueprint.
Absolutely. Now, I realize we're tight on time, so the final personal question, what is the most important lesson you've ever learned? And we'll end on that.
It's crazy. We wasted it with a few minutes ago. My dad taught me, word is bond. You make a commitment, you stick to it. And I believe in that in the most sense of the way.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. I realize you're slammed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll make sure everyone gets this.
Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere else. I love to keep the conversation going. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Jared.